reminder to media members on the line, if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. Off week for your team last week, after that heartbreaker in the triple overtime, was the break good, or were you guys chomping at the bit to get back on the field?
That's a loaded question, man. I mean, you know, yeah, it's we're chomping at a bit to get back on the field. We had three good days of work. We went Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You know, got a little bit of rest, which, you know, it's weird with an early bye, but at the same time, we've been grinding since August 1st like everybody else has. So had an ability to get our legs back underneath us a little bit. But certainly... the best thing about football is that usually you have a game the immediate week after if you got a bad taste in your mouth, and, you know, we've had to eat it for a little bit, so we're still chomping at the bit and really looking forward to this New Hampshire game.
I know one of the things that coaches like to do in bye weeks, and even though it's early, is sort of do some self-evaluation. What do you feel like, as you've gone back, what do you like about what your team's done through the first 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, I like a lot of things we've done, you know, in spots. You know, I think that there's, you know, some points over the first 2 weeks that are championship level football, and then there's spots on both sides of the ball and special teams that are, you know, absolutely non-championship level football. So what we've got to do is we've got to, you know, continue to work on eliminating the things that hurt ourselves. The longer you're around this game, you always continue to find out that, you know, it's at times in a great game, you know, someone beats you with something great, but most of the time you look at it, it's the mistakes you make which really determine the outcome of the football game. And, you know, try to limit those ones that are hurting you. And we've had, you know, we've had way too many explosion plays on defense, and you know, we've had, you know, a couple of special team snafus that are, you know, got to be eliminated. And you know, some game management things, which we just got to be better at, you know, taking advantage of red zone opportunities. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Big plays on defense, a couple of big misses on special teams, and then lack of opportunity to score in the red zone, you know, touchdowns instead of field goals. And so that's kind of where we're at.
Offensively, your team is one of the best in FCS right now at passing over 360 yards per game. The rushing total only averaging about 78. Is that something you'd like to improve balance-wise, or you obviously have a very talented group of receivers and a quarterback who's off to a great start? Is it just a scheme thing, or would you like to get a little more balance?
You know, I think, you know, the thing that we've talked about here is, you know, balance becomes balance, which is a great, great situation. Everybody wants to do it. It's not, you know, high upon my list of things to do. I mean, the biggest thing to us right now is to be able to make sure we're moving the sticks on first down. What I do know that needs to happen is that you have to have an ability to be able to convert on short yardage in the goal line areas right now by running the football. And there was been some opportunities we can do that. We can do it more effectively. And then obviously the way the games turn out at times, you know, it becomes a little bit more pass heavy. But bottom line is that the goal is to win a football game, and whether you have to win it throwing or winning running right now, those things should be both, you know, reasonable options for you on the offensive side. And with our RPO game, there's certain things that people can force us into doing, and if they're going to take away the run, we're happy to throw it out there. So that kind of sways our stats a little bit, but certainly it would be a yes to your initial question. Would you like to be more balanced? Yes, but it's not probably the thing that's, you know, hurt us as much as other things have hurt us during the first 2 weeks.
Defensively, I'm sure you're giving up a few more yards than you would like to. Some of those obviously are skewed by the fact that you played the triple overtime game, but what do you feel like needs to be cleaned up on the defensive side?
You've got to eliminate big plays. I mean, you know, we've got a large number of big plays, explosion plays, which are runs over 10 and passes over 15. So, you know, we've got to eliminate those two components. If you eliminate the big plays, then, you know, you have a much better opportunity to be successful as a football team. You know, last, you know, against Delaware, it was a fairly low-scoring affair through regulation, but you know, we're sitting there guarding a 13-0 lead, and we gave up two explosion pass plays that really are, you know, just can't happen, and changed the dynamic of the football game. And then, you know, then it was on, and it was two good teams battling that went right down to the wire. So I mean, it's you got to eliminate those explosions is the quick answer.
Over the past couple weeks, you've been inserting some new guys into the lineup along with your attorney. Are there any guys that have surprised you with their play here through the first couple of weeks that you didn't see coming through camp?
No, I wouldn't say anybody really surprised me, and I'm pleased with the development of our, you know, our two young guards. I think they're getting better. You know, those guys are redshirt freshmen, and they're holding up and doing some good things. Obviously, there have been some things that, you know, that through live bullets they've got to get better at. You know, we've got to continue to bring along, you know, our young tight ends. I think, you know, those guys have an opportunity to be effective guys, you know, in our scheme that we have not been able to utilize as much as I'd like to. You know, you look at, you know, secondary-wise, you know, I think everybody's kind of, you know, playing the way we anticipate them to do so. And hopefully, you know, the off week and another week of practice, you know, we'll see that results against New Hampshire.
Touch on New Hampshire. You guys head out on the road to face the Wildcats as you've started to break them down. What are some of the challenges that you see from them that you'll have to go up against?
Well, New Hampshire, up in New Hampshire, first and foremost, is a tough out for everybody. You know, it's a tough place to go up and play, and they've been very successful over the years. You know, I think that they've settled in on their quarterback and feel good about where they are there. I know that they weren't happy with the outcome of the game, but I thought they competed very well versus FIU, and without a big special teams blow up, then, you know, who knows how that one turns out. I think they've got, you know, three good backs that, you know, they have the ability to run the ball with. I think their offensive line is very solid and good. The tight end's a big guy. A couple of their receivers are stepping into the big shoes that were, you know, left open with Neil O'Connor leaving out of there. But Malik Love still seems to be making some plays there. You know, defensively, they are exactly what they always are, which is, you know, a very sound, well-coached football team that doesn't, you know, beat themselves a whole bunch. And so, you know, we're going to have our hands full. And then, you know, it seems their punter can rock it a little bit. And obviously had the big snafu the other night, which, you know, just kind of sucks for them. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, they've got a very solid football team, and they're going to be an angry animal just like we are, and it's going to be a battle up there as it always is.
What have you seen? You touched on the freshman quarterback who ended up going the whole way Saturday at FIU. What do you like about him and what you've seen on film?
I think he operates well. I think he, you know, he goes through his progressions the way he needs to. He, you know, he knows that he can hand it off to those backs that are, you know, will continue to bang it up in there hard. And so, I mean, he's very, you know, controlled guy. I think, you know, he's a Georgia kid, which we have a high regard for Georgia high school football. And know he probably knows exactly what to do. And he's been in a competition through a freshman year and ended up getting the nod. So, I mean, you know, I think that you're looking at a kid as, you know, a first full-time start and complete game. I thought he did a really good job in a tough environment. And, you know, coming home is a, you know, is going to be a big boost for him. I'm sure he's looking to make improvements. So, you know, he's concerning to us. It's not like you're, you know, just looking at some guy they pulled off the street. I think he's a good football player and showed some very poised things that you did during the course of the night the other night.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for taking time with us here this morning. Safe travels to New Hampshire, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, Rob, thanks.
Thank you.